Good evening, my SB family. Today is Sunday on my end, December 20th, and my time is 5:51. How's everybody doing? At this time, I like to get in touch with you, to conversate, and let's have a conversation together, okay? I want us to talk. So far, I've been getting some good feedbacks. I hope everybody is staying safe out there, blessed, hopeful, and staying connected to your faith as much as possible. Today's question is, how do you get your kids to open up to you? That's deep. For me, it is. Because, you know, I have two boys, right? So, how did I get my kids to open up to me? Well, I would start off with my 19-year-old. When he was 13, with the absence of his father, it was hard. There were days that he would stay closed in the room, and there were days that he would feel free. So by me being a single parent, I started taking him out. You know, I started going game, playing with him, bowling. And then I started this little conversation by asking questions, you know, being very free. And I would tell him, "Hey, Sam, I know that you feel bad that your dad is not present in your life right now, but it's okay for you to tell me how you feel. I just want you to open up. With all due respect, if you don't want to talk to me about it, it's okay. If you do, I'm here. I'm always in your corner to listen to whatever you have to tell me." And so it took him a little while, about a week or so. And then he came to me and he said, "Mommy, I want to play football." And then I said, "Okay. Are you sure you're able to play?" He said, "Yes." So I got him everything that he needed for his football game, practice, whatever I had to get. I got everything on board. And he started playing football. Little did I know that he used football to get all his anger out. And when he started playing football, he came to me and he told me, "Mommy, can I talk to you?" I said, "Yes." And he broke it down. When I said broke it down, he broke it down from how he was feeling, things I told him that he didn't like. I mean, it went as far as how he never liked sharing his birthday cake. And that was years ago, you know? That's how deep we got into the conversation. And he told me about, I mean, it got so deep that we talked about the girlfriend in middle school. That's how deep it got. Was I mad at some things that he said? Well, not mad. Was I upset? Yes. Did I show it? No. Because I wanted my son to stay coming to me and expressing himself. When I say stay coming to me, I wanted him, and I still do want him to come to me and talk to me and tell me how he feels about situations, what he thinks he can do to help himself out, and what I can do to help him. Because as parents, I feel that we're always going to be there to guide our children, but we also have to let them figure things out for themselves. We're just there to correct and say, "Yes, this is wrong. or no, this is wrong, yes, this is right, and watch them take the right path as humans. I don't like to judge because we're not perfect. So I want to hear from you. How are you opening up to your kids to get them to open up to you as a single parent? I know sometimes it can be so hard, but there are other methods as far as going bowling with them, having fun. Because you know, when a person's mind is very relaxed, in that time of happiness, when a question is asked, they tend to think about it and they'll come up and ask later on, is it okay that we talk? Because when my son came to talk to me, I said, yes, you can talk to me with respect. I want you to talk to me about anything and everything. I want you to gain my trust because I'm your earthly guardian. So as single parents, what's your swag, as I call it, but your method of opening up to your kids and allowing them to connect with you, to open up with you on every level? I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very open platform. I want you guys to feel free. I want you guys to open up and tell me your method, your swag, your swing, you know, your connection with your kids. I love you guys. Hope this Sunday night is very relaxing. And I hope you guys find joy in connecting. This is a very emotional process. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's easy, depending on you and the kid or children as a single parent, male or female. I want us to have an open mind about this. And please don't judge. Don't use harsh words towards your kids. Speak positivity in their life or lives. And let them open up to us as much as possible. Remember, our kids are the future. The positive we are, the great our future are going to be. Stay safe out here and God bless.